To act like God. This is Monk Sylvia, and I have the honor to read you some excerpts of an excellent, beautifully done graduate thesis by our student, Reverend Andrew Aikins from Ghana in Africa. There is sweet music blowing in the wind, music provided by the invisible choir. They call it the symphony of souls in accord. It is the music of the angel choir. In silence, I become quiet. I hear the music at all times, soft, gentle, harmonious. I sing the song of the spirit. I am God, God I am. I am that which I am. Acting like God, I speak my word and it is accomplished. I dream my dream and my desire is fulfilled. Some 10 months ago, I complete my basic course, The Art and Science of Wholeness, and the Ministerial Training Program. I receive my credentials from the uni, beautiful instruments of love and divine wisdom. Then I ask myself whether that is all. How am I recognized as a minister? How do people become aware of my new position? Not that I want stratified status, but that people should know I am a non-orthodox exponent of the good news of truth. I treat daily and affirm. I know that the answer is within me. Then I read in the gist about the European tour of Herbert and Ellen in 2001. And in that gist, they also write about a 2002 visit for Europe and Africa. I begin to affirm that the schedule for the visit should include West Africa. Unto him that believeth all things are possible, I see myself ordained minister of the Church of God Unlimited. Daily I visualize being investitured into my new office. According to your belief, it is done unto you. In January 2002, I received the first authoritative indication that Ghana is on the schedule of visits by the Dean and CEO. And to him that is one-pointed, pure and positive in thought and words, all things are possible. In a grand ceremony on a bright Sunday afternoon, November 3rd, 2002, my dreams come true. Dr. Bailey and Dr. Yamini, Dean and Chief Executive Officer of God Unlimited University of Healing, respectively, conduct my ordination rite at an impressive ceremony. My mission is accomplished. Now the ceremony becomes talk of the town. I meet the man with an atomic smashing power of mind. I meet a living master face to face. I meet a stupendous woman, one with extraordinary inspirational touch, both part of a group which is turning the world by their divine, practical, but simple teachings. As I interact with my mentors, I see in them profound wisdom, one-pointedness, high discipline, humor, infallible simplicity of action and behavior, and above all else, love. Their "I love you" is not rhetorical or theoretical, but exemplified, practical, and demonstrable to all intents and purposes. My November visitors interact with some of the audience during my ordination. They talk to my sisters and brothers, my former colleagues and my former teachers at the elementary school. It is a great moment of love sharing and exchange of frank ideas. Later in the evening, surrounded by about 50 children, some as young as 12 months, we sing from the Joy Song Book. Two songs, Why Can I Say I Am God and I Like Me, go down well with the kids. Dr. Yamini's gestures in the I Like Me is a cherished, memorable occasion. Till today, the infants sing and demonstrate I Like Me. That joyous song is like a panacea to all children who seek love, comfort, and solace. Some of the primary schools we visited now sing I Bless Ghana during their regular Wednesday morning worship sessions. They realize it is better and proper to bless from within than from without. Acting like God, I continue to express my freedom of choice in matters spiritual and physical. I choose the path of I am God, God I am. I choose to think purity, act purity, always aware that I make choices, life choices, love choices, joy choices, choices of good health, wisdom, and prosperity. So, if one in my New Thought family decides to opt out even after advanced studies, I continue to see him whole and perfect. I surround him with my pure white light of love, wherever he may be. I laud his achievement, his genius. It is his freedom. It is his choice to join any group and carve a niche for himself by his creativity. After my graduation, two men purportedly show interest in metaphysical studies. They both hesitate to join because of their inclination towards consuming excessive alcohol. They do not want to be made topics of sermons in the church. I allay their fears. I tell them I have no moral or spiritual right to judge their action and feelings. I invite them to visit the church and familiarize with my inspirational talks and decide for themselves. I explain to them the aims and objectives of the art and science of wholeness, to be aware of the law and principle which govern us and our affairs, so that we can direct them for our highest good, to discover our divine nature, live a more fulfilled life, and better understand our fellow men. I make this explanation and my two friends are left on the hook. In essence, I do not make choices for any of them. I do not treat for any of them to decide to join the group. I leave each one of them to recognize his own divinity and choose the path they shall go. As I think that I am God and act like it, I project into my world and my being the world of universal presence. I no longer judge another group. Incidentally, the day my friend makes his debut in the church, the theme for my inspirational talk is, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. After I give the metaphysical interpretation of being born again and the kingdom of God within man, my newest friend after service comes over to me. He congratulates me on the inspiring message and corresponding songs and statements of affirmations. My friend expects words of condemnation, hell and the devil and sin. The picture is different. I give him life, love, power, wisdom, beauty, peace and harmony. To be born again is to renew your thinking. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Acting like God, it behooves me to keep beautiful, magnificent thoughts. I develop a new sense of thinking, a new product of awareness. I change my lifestyles, thereby changing my world style. As I change my inner self as a whole, my outer self thereby changes in similar manner. It does not mean that I sacrifice fun and pleasure and live a life of austerity. It does not mean that I endure physical suffering and pain in the process of acquiring self-development. It does mean that I view life as a game in which I play my proper role. First, I learn the rules of the game. Second, I practice and master the rules. Thirdly, I apply the rules in the game of life. The result is that I am a winner. And so it is.